Heavenly Father, we pray that the words spoken here today will do honor to you and will be those that you would want to be said. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. We are talking about grace this morning. Amazing grace, because all grace is amazing. Grace, in the dictionary, when I looked it up, the first three definitions have to do with the grace of God. And I thought that was quite interesting, because there's a lot of definitions there. The first one was that it's the unmerited help given to people by God. Then it's the freedom from sin through divine help. And the third definition that was in that dictionary was a virtue coming from God. And I was quite impressed that those were the first three definitions, because there are a lot of definitions for that word. In the scripture that Beth read this morning from Ephesians, Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus. And what he was telling them in that particular passage was that you are saved by grace through faith and not by anything you've done yourself. So don't go off half-cocked and think you've done it yourself and done it through your works. Because works comes from faith, not salvation come from works. In our hymnals, they have divisions of the hymns, and there's three large divisions about grace. The first one is prevenient grace. That is the unconditional love available to everyone from God through Jesus Christ. That's a free gift, unmerited, unwarranted, undeserved, that is available for us. In Revelation, there's a quote of Jesus that says, I stand at the door and knock. And anyone who will open that door, I will come in and eat with him. That's what God is doing. He's offering this grace. And you can think of prevenient grace as the courting stage of a relationship. And some of us can remember that far back, but about the courting days. And that's what God is doing. He's courting us. There was a farmer that a young boy had done a favor for him, and he wanted to show his gratitude. He had a big old box of cherries there. And he said, reach in there and take all the cherries you want. Well, the little boy was kind of hesitant, and he was standing back. So the farmer reached in with his big hands, picked up a handful of cherries. The little boy held his hands out double in front of him. And the farmer poured those cherries into his hands, and they just overflowed. His hands could not hold all of that gift that came from the farmer. And that's the same with us. All the love, help, and the relationship from God, we can't hold it all. We have to just stand there with our hands out because God is pouring it out to us. Amazing grace. The amazing grace of God. The second category in our hymnals of grace is justifying grace. That's when we have acceptance of God's love relationship that he is offering to us. In the Old Testament, Abraham was not always a great man, was not always a good man, but Abraham accepted God's grace, and he took his everything from God on faith. the commands, the promises, and the grace offered. And that's as it was available to Abraham, it's available to every one of us. The grace, the promises, the love. The Apostle Paul, if you remember, he was originally known as Saul. And when he was Saul, he was persecuting the new Christians. He was following the rules that man had drawn up and not the love of God. But then on the road to Damascus, when he was going to imprison some of the early Christians, he met the Lord Jesus Christ. And he became probably the greatest apostle of ever. He found Jesus Christ through love, grace, and faith. In one of Paul's letters, of course he wrote so much of the New Testament, but his letter to Titus, who was a fellow minister, he was telling Titus, giving Titus instructions on how to minister to the churches. And he said that we have been justified by his grace so that we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. Tell that to the people, that we have been justified by grace. You know, often when a couple develops a relationship, whichever one happens to say it, they will say, I chased him until he caught me, or I chased her until she caught me. That's what we have with God. We're pursuing him until he catches us, because that's what he wants, is to catch us and put us into this relationship. The justifying grace period is like the wedding stage of a relationship. We have the courting with the prevenient grace. We have the wedding as the when we accept a love relationship with God and we move with him throughout whatever we are doing. There was a violinist, Joshua Bell, who was a classical violinist. And frankly, I had never heard of him until I saw this account about him. But apparently he is one of the highest paid violinists. And they said that with what he receives for his concerts, it would calculates out at about $1,000 a minute he gets for his concerts. He took his 300-year-old Stradivarius, which was worth like $3.5 million, to the D.C. metro station. And there, among the shoeshine stand and the newsstands and whatever other stands were down there, he played one of Bach's most difficult pieces for a violin. 1,097 people passed while Joshua Bell was giving this magnificent concert. 3 stopped to listen. Very possibly most of those 1,097 would have paid a beautiful sum of money to go into a concert hall and listen to Joshua Bell play. That's when the justifying grace, the wedding, we just keep walking by. Keep walking by God. The final stage of breakdown of grace within our hymnal is sanctifying grace. This is after we have accepted the love relationship with God. And as our journey toward wholeness and perfection. In Jesus' priestly prayer, found in John, shortly before his crucifixion, he said, "For them I sanctify myself, that they not only included his apostles that he was talking to there or had with him there, it includes us, may be truly sanctified." Sanctification is the striving toward perfection. Now, we're not going to get there, but we can make a lot of progress. We can make the progress through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, you can think of it as a center router in your life. Once you have accepted this relationship with God through Jesus, then the Holy Spirit will help you toward your sanctification. This is the journey, growth stage of reaching for perfection after the wedding. Now, Beth and I have had 51 years of this journey and growth, and she hadn't reached perfection yet. Now, but Jerry and Betty Mertz have got us by 10 years. They have 61 years of this journey and growth. They might have reached there. But this is our relationship with God. I did read about one of the Native American tribes that puts a backpack on the kid's back. Every time they do something wrong, they put a rock in it. When they do something right, they take it out. Take out a rock. Well, if we had that kind of backpack on us, which we could do, I think we'd all be walking bow-legged and many of us would be walking on our knees. But what God's offer is, through the Holy Spirit, is not to take a rock out, but to take the whole backpack. Take it away. So that you can reach through sanctification with the help of the Holy Spirit. I read about a pastor who had a dream, then of course related that dream. In his dream, he had died. And he was standing outside the gates to heaven and was told in his dream, "You have to have 100 points to enter heaven." He said, "Well, I've been a pastor for 49 years. 1 point." He said, I ministered to the sick and visited the sick. 1 point, you have 2 now. Well, I worked with the youth. 1 point. I worked in the nursing homes with aged and ministered to them. 1 point, you're up to 4. He said, "I feel so helpless, so inadequate. Except for the grace of God, I have no chance." He was told, "Grace of God, 96 points, go on in." We don't earn our way into heaven. We have, through the grace of God, we have this amazing grace that's offered to us that all we have to do is accept and move in that direction. Our closing hymn today is going to be Amazing Grace. And I would like to read one of those verses. And we'll sing it when we get to it. "The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures." The amazing grace of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this chance to share, and we pray that we will be open to you in all that we do. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.